Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, LLC, which is a consulting firm, as I told you in the previous segment, that helps small businesses, especially women small businesses, put their best foot forward. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and her new book, 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. And she's our good friend, Janet. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Recently, Janet, you wrote an article about that was titled Use Your Vote Wisely. And we got our hands on that article and intrigued us enough that we wanted to invite you back on to talk to us a little bit about this. As most people know, on November 2nd, we're going to have an election that many believe may be the most interesting, maybe the most important. Some people think it may be the most important midterm election in generations. What do you think?
Well, midterm kind of sounds like, or we think of, it's not as important as as the year when we have a presidential election. But my thinking is that anytime you're electing local people or congressional people, that it's just as important because those people have a much more direct impact on small businesses than a president or a governor.
So often they do. And, you know, some people might be saying, well, what are a couple of small business talking heads doing talking about politics? You know, but, you know, Janet, when I started doing my show in 97, I made the conscious decision that at least 10% or so of our programming would be about public policy that impacts small businesses. Because I believe that if small businesses don't get involved in the policies that affect them, and let the people who pass those policies know that they're paying attention. If we don't get involved, then we can do nothing but accept what we're giving from those who can presume that we don't care.
That is absolutely true, and especially now, because if we allow the people who run for office and get elected to carry the banner of small business and use that as part of their leverage
and they do
marketing. Oh yes,
they do. All do, whether they're justified in doing it or not.
They do. And if we allow that to happen and don't make our voice heard, then we're allowing things to happen to us instead of being part of what happens.
Exactly. Well said. So, all right. So let's talk about some of your ideas on what we should be paying attention to. First thing you said was beware of lip service. I love this because, boy, howdy, are we getting lip service these days?
We're getting lip service paid to us by what they say to small businesses, and we're also providing them some things to use and paying lip service to others.
They're invoking our name sometimes without justification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to watch what they actually say and see if they're just using the right words and sounding like they're pro-business and, I hate to say this, but sort of regurgitating the things that sound right.
Right. And I may be poaching on some of your other ideas, Janet, here, but the thing is, be sure that when you hear them talking about jobs, small business jobs, small business loans, getting more money to small businesses, you know, improving, lowering small business taxes, make sure that the things that they're talking about are things that you can actually use.
Yes, and one of the important factors is, and this is not to minimize the fact that you know, more loans are supposed to be available to small businesses, but that word is very important. Loan is the word, meaning it has to be paid back.
Right.
I would like to see, personally, more concentration on the things that would allow businesses to get more business. to make revenue.
Right.
So, you know,
the best capital, and I told a class of college seniors who are in an entrepreneurship program a couple of weeks ago. They asked me to speak to them, and they were talking about business plans, and they were talking about, you know, they said, we want to start a business, but we don't know how to get funding. And I think they were shocked when I named five things that were the best ways to get capital. And the fifth one, the least desirable one, was to get it from an investor. I think they were shocked when I said that. But the number one source of capital for a small business comes from a customer.
Yes. If you're not making revenue, you can't pay any of the bills. And
yep.
If you're not making revenue, why are you in business?
Exactly. Okay. Watch for the I statement. I love this one because we're hearing this a lot, too. A lot of self-reference, aren't we?
Oh, yes. And what I explain in the article is that we do not live in a kingdom. We do not have a king, a queen, or a monarch of any
kind. We cut that tie back in 1776.
Yes, we did. And the reason I say the I statement and kind of focus in on this is because nobody can do anything alone, not any elected official. Even if they are president or governor. So there's going to be other people involved. So when they say, I am going to do something, be sure that they, when you're looking at what they're saying, be sure they are capable and are able, meaning that they, if elected to that position, really can carry that.
One little nit, and I don't mean to pick on him, but one little nit I have to pick with President Obama is he's very self-referential. If I could advise him, if he asked me for two, he'd have to ask me for two pieces of advice, because I have something else I'd rather tell him. But the second thing I would say is, Mr. President, why don't you talk about our administration or our White House or our this or that or how about your White House or whatever, because he always makes a self-reference, and I think it diminishes his message. That would be one little piece of advice I'd give him. What do you think?
Well, it may be because I'm a Southern female raised by what I call a classic Southern belle. but I would never say I. You know, it sounds like I think I can do it alone, or
when you read someone,
I'm the most important.
When you read someone's writing, when someone writes something and they want to, you know, hold it out as something to be published, look at how many times they refer to themselves in the first person,
mm-hmm.
or even refer to themselves. How about that? Good writers. Good writers are not self-referential. They're at pains to ever be self-referential, and I think good speakers the same way. Quick break. 20 after. Right back with Janet Christie. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.